Someone's looking all cuddly. Yeah, that was a good shower. I needed that. Also, thank you for buying me this big-ass Backstreet Boys shirt, because this is probably my pajamas. Just this shirt and underwear. So, thank you for getting it for me. So. Whatever. Move your big ass over. Why is it so cold in here? It just took me a hot minute. Why is it so cold in here? You're so weird. You're so weird. But you like it really, really cold. I don't. You're like putting the AC on and just fucking blaring it. Hey, I'm a simple gal. Just throw on a fan at my face and I can pass out like that. No, you're just really weird. Eh, we're all weird. But that makes us unique and that makes us different. But here's the thing about being weird. I'm the biggest weirdo you've ever met. And I own that. And if you find or meet a bigger weirdo than me, they're lying. Okay? Okay? You have to remember that. And you have to pinky promise me that you will never meet anyone as more of a weirdo than I am. Promise? Pinky promise. If you break a pinky promise, I might end up breaking up with you. Oh, I promise you that, sweetie. Oh, it's cold. Give me a cuddle. No. Nah, I want to be the big spoon. I had a good day. I'm feeling generous. Plus, I know you like being the little spoon. Are you really complaining? Are you really... Just shut the fuck up and move your big head over here. There we go. There we go. See? I get to play with your hair and run your scalp with my fingers. You're welcome. And an extra you're welcome because my nails are very long. I did this all just for you. So don't ever tell me that I'm a bad girlfriend. I make a lot of sacrifices. Hey, growing out my nails is a sacrifice. You know how much I like my nails short. Speaking of which, I'm giving myself a manicure. I don't know. I'm debating on what color I should get. I usually go for like dark blue or like dark purple, but I might do like a maroon. I don't know. I feel like I'm so weird. I have this. See, this is me going on by me being weird. Take notes. I lost my train of thought. I do this thing where I like to paint my nails with darker colors because I think it makes my fingers look skinny. Like, I don't know. I feel like it makes my hand skinnier because I'm pretty self-conscious with my fat hands. I mean, I have big hands for a girl. I do. I also have big feet. The fuck you mean? I'm a size 12. Well, 11 and a half. I feel like I'm growing by the year. It's weird. Anyways. More of the story is, I'd sacrifice a lot for you. And if you tell me or other people otherwise, you will be expected to be on your deathbed within the next couple of days. And that is a promise. Just kidding. Mm-hmm. I had a very good day. I was productive. Work was good. Work was pretty good. on the way home, my mom called me. And she was going off about family drama. I don't know any of the family drama because I try to stay out of it. But my mom was going off. And you know how when my mom is angry or, like, going off or, like, fighting with someone, she will turn her languages from, she will speak in English and then she will naturally switch into Swahili. And it's funny because you can barely understand her because of her accent, like, as English. And then as soon as she switches to Swahili, it's game over. And my mom did that a couple times and I had to say, Mom, you're talking to your American daughter. I can't understand. I mean, I know a little bit of Swahili. I know, like, the basic, like, hello, how are you? I can count up to 10. What else? What's there? Like, how to say, like, hello, how are you? Well, it's different. It's different in two ways. Two different ways, because one way you're saying it to someone older, another way you're saying it to someone younger, or, yeah. I feel like when you're talking to someone older, you have more respect. So to talk to someone, or, like, to greet someone older than you, or has a higher, like, not class, but, like, you know what I'm talking about? Someone who's, like, I'm gesturing with my hand. You know what? Fuck it. Someone who's older than you. You would say shikamo. Shikamo. That's saying hello, how are you, and to someone that's older. And then someone who's younger or is, like, your friend or, like, your homie, whatever the fuck it is, like, my brother, whatever, I would say habarigani. Habarigani is, like, what's up? Like, yo, what up? So it's different of hello, how are you, than yo, what up, pretty much. Yeah, I know a little bit. I'm not that out of culture, but I try. I do try. I try my best. I try my best with everything. Yeah. How was your day? How was work? That's good. Yeah, that's good. I'm proud of you. Mm-hmm. Ooh, that was a yawn. It's my hands, my fingers running through your hair. Is that making you sleepy? Or is it the fact that I'm rubbing my hand along your back? Or is it both? So is it A, my nails running through your hair? B, my hand rubbing your back? C, my cute kisses on your head, like so? One more. Or D, all the above. Ooh, all the above. Okay. Fun fact. Usually, if there's an all the above option on a test, it's usually the answer. Usually. Not every time. But usually. There was one time where I took a test in high school and almost every question had the option of all the above. And I was so hungover because I drank that night, like, a lot because of family shit, but I drank so much the night before, so I was hungover and I completely forgot that we had a test. So almost all the questions had all the above. I think there was, like, one or two questions that didn't have all the above. Those questions, I answered it with D, all the above. And I got all of them right. And the only ones I got wrong were the two questions. The two questions that didn't have them. I wish I was kidding. But yeah. So is that all the above? Your hair smells good. Did you get a new conditioner? Ooh, that's a nice one. Yeah, it smells very nice. It smells like vanilla. Like I can like easily eat your hair. I'm a weirdo, but I'm not that weird. I'm weird to an extent. It's like weird that's adorable and like really fucking cute. But then there's like weird where it's like, dude, you're fucking messed up. I'm not like that. I mean, I try not to be like that. You don't really, you don't. You never seem like that. Okay, lie. You usually seem like that when I'm jealous. But here's the thing, I'm rarely jealous. I'm really jealous. The only time I was jealous was, what was it, 2 weeks ago when we went to that store and then that blonde chick kept flirting with you. And the thing is, I was in another aisle getting like getting groceries and she just kept walking up to you, touching your arm, like massaging your arm and all that kind of stuff. And I said, girl, if you touch my man one more time, you will not have any hands left. But I didn't say that. I just gave her a death stare. I'm assuming she got the message since she just scurried off as soon as I came. Good. Always remember that. Don't want to go to work tomorrow. I don't wanna. Things I do. And people have the audacity to tell me, oh, you're so selfish. Fuck you, bitch. I'm not selfish. It is a full-on rarity of me to be selfish. And I hate bragging about myself. But it's the fucking truth. And you know that. You do know that. And I thank you for that. I hope it's one of the many reasons why you love me. No? No, it's not. Then what is the what is the reason why? Why can't listen, it's late. So what is the reason why you love me? Oh, because of the back rubs? Just the back rubs? Listen, I know I have great hands, but still, there is more to me than my hands. Okay, fine, I'll give you that, because your back rubs are fantastic. Your back, oh, when you gave me that foot rub the other day, oh my god, I melted in your arms. I melted. You gave me a foot rub, then you rubbed my shoulders, and then we cuddled. Oh my god. I never take you for granted. Why did you say, oh my god. I don't take you for granted. Shut the fuck up. You're so weird. That's why we work so well together. Because we're both weirdos. Yeah. Yeah, we are weird. But hey, you're my weirdo. And I'm your weirdo. I'm all yours. I'm all yours, baby. Hey, I better be all yours. Yeah. Yeah. Good. Oh, your mom. Oh my God. Listen, you can put any. Listen, do not put any woman above me, except for your mother. She is a fallen angel who we do not deserve. She called me the other day. She's like, happy belated birthday. I love you. The next time I see you, I'm going to make you the biggest cake ever. And the next day, I got a mail, and she sent me this long letter, and I was like, mom. Well, she's practically my second mom. So, we both love her the same. I mean, you love her a bit more, considering she raised you. And she did a pretty damn good job raising you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you think my mom did it right? You think my parents did alright? Just alright? Yeah, just alright? Yeah? I love this. I like the fact that we can just goof off together. My last relationship, I couldn't do this shit, but it was very stern and it was off, whatever, but I'm glad I have you in many ways and others. Hey, I love you. Like a lot. I love you a lot. Thank you for everything you've done. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're being soft and cliche right now. Yep, this is our name. Aw. You have the cutest grin ever, and I melt every time I see it. Every time. Yes. Yeah. All right. Bubba, I love you, but we gotta sleep. Another day, another nickel. Mm-hmm. Do you still want to be the little spoon? Yeah, you still want me? Okay. Hey, I'm not complaining. I just wanted to ask. It's always nice to ask. Always. You do always ask. And you always ask me to kiss. You always ask, hey, can I kiss you? Well, here's me asking you, hey, can I kiss you right now? Can I kiss you right now? Yeah? Okay. Stop tickling. You suck. You really suck. No, you don't. Maybe a little. It's okay. Stop. Go to bed, man. Go to bed. I know. Ugh, come on. Yeah. Okay. I love you. Have a nice sleep. Mm-hmm. Have a good night's sleep. My baby.